We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I'm Jeff Phelps. We're going to talk a little Guardians coming up in just a second. Browns finished their practicing in Philadelphia today. Again, you go all the way to Philadelphia and you practice one day for about an hour and 35, 40 minutes. And then today, about an hour and 15. Really? Okay. Josh is buzzing around in his car. Hi, Josh.
Hey, what's up, Jeff? Andy?
Hey, man.
Hey, I just wanted to give you my opinion on the Dillon Gabriel hate.
Yeah.
I think that, honestly, with Andrew Berry's drafting since he's been here, it's been subpar. I think everybody feels that way, whether it's right or wrong. And to be honest, the buzz was Jalen Milroe was going to be his guy. And when the Seahawks took him a little earlier, and all of a sudden we draft Gabriel, it seemed like a panic pick. And everybody's been baffled. I mean, and then you try to give a good attitude towards, like, hey, you know, they're professionals, we're fans. And then you find out on most of the NFL execs list, he wasn't even in the top 15 on anybody else's radar. So, to me, it's an extreme reach for Gabriel. And then you get Sanders, who's obviously showing that he is a first or second round talent. I mean, we don't totally know that yet, but the guy hasn't gotten that much attention in practice, and he balled out in the first preseason game. So, you just got a lot of, you know, you try to have a good attitude towards it, but in Dillon Gabriel, all you hear out of practice and preseason, I went to the first preseason, he looked terrible. I mean, he was misthrowing balls, looks like he's totally overwhelmed. I mean, it really makes you question just with the eye test. I mean, obviously, I'm not an NFL scout, but as a fan that's watched, you know, football since childbirth, he doesn't look like anything special. And the fact that he keeps getting all the attention and the Browns propaganda machine keeps trying to put out, Dillon Gabriel. Browns fans are kind of sick of it because
I don't know that it's propaganda, but I understand what you're saying, why you think it's propaganda. It's not. The proof is what they're doing in these practices. Yeah. It's not. I mean, it might sound like propaganda, but the reality is, if I can see it, it's real. And what we're seeing is they're giving him all the opportunity in the world to be in a good position.
And it's not working so far.
I guess. I don't know. I'm be honest. I listen to a lot of people talk about...
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you. I listen to a lot of people talk about what they're seeing at camp, what they're not seeing at camp. And sometimes the room looks different to other people. And some people see things that are successful and some people see they don't. You want the proof? The proof is when they play a regular season game and we're all watching it together. How many years have we gone out to camp? Jeff, I can't tell you how many times I've gone out to camp and go, man, that guy doesn't look very good today. And then the person next to me will be like, are you kidding?
That's phenomenal.
You know, they were supposed to chip there and they slid. I mean, that was the right call and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh, all right, well, maybe I'll look at this differently. And so I'm not discrediting any of our friends in the media. It's just everybody sees things a little bit different and you've got to kind of do work if you want the truth. And maybe it's depends on how big the playbook is. And maybe some guys work better with a smaller playbook. Some guys work better with a larger playbook. But I think that in the NFL, these coaching staffs all think they're gigantic. Kansas City's probably, Andy Reid is probably the only one I ever look at and think, I don't think he thinks his football players are brain surgeons and that they've got to know all the end-all, be-all. Like, I see his offenses, sometimes they look kind of simple, but they look smart and like they have common sense.
Yeah.
And sometimes I think we overcoach this game.
Overcoached, Andy.
Yeah. Does it have to be Bill Belichick and, you know, a regimen and this and that? At the end of the day, it's a game. And I don't know that you need to have 1,000 plays in the playbook.
Here we are in mid-August, and your Cleveland Guardians are 6.5 games out in the divisional race behind the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
Didn't think it was any kind of a possibility that they would catch the Tigers. I still don't think they'll catch the Tigers, but they're 6.5 out. They're one game back in the wild card. How about that, Andy?
You and I both believe
How about that?
They need to be within 3 games to start the month.
To catch the Tigers?
Yeah, because they know they have them 6 times.
I'd say 5.
5?
Yeah. 5, you have an outside chance of catching.
I'll meet you in the middle, 4. How's that sound?
Okay, fine. That's fine. This team is befuddling in a good way. And as you said, we all sit there and we watch sports and we all have thoughts about sports. And I watch this team and I just, you know, there's nobody offensively who I think puts the fear in the hearts of other teams. I think one guy, and that's Jose Ramirez. Everybody else I think you can pitch to and you think you're going to get them out and they're not going to kill you. And that includes Stephen Kwan. And I like Stephen.
I was super happy he hit that home run last. I don't care what the score was. I just was glad to see that he made good contact, got the ball out of the ballpark. And I still want to give him a couple days off, but
yeah.
They're in a race, so I don't know that you can.
He's my second favorite guy offensively. He's been struggling a little bit. Hopefully that home run helps. But to me, it's been fascinating to watch how this team dealt with that losing streak, then bounced back. You're 15.5 games. And I say it with, would you agree with this? No aspect of this team has been outstanding. I think the bullpen's been pretty good.
Jose has been outstanding. That's it.
Okay. I'll give you that.
That's the only thing I can say has been outstanding.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Okay.
The rest of it, the guys have just been scrappy as all get out, and they've competed, and they've found ways to win baseball games and stay competitive. And I before anybody yells about money and blah, 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 credit to the organization, credit to the coaching staff, credit to the players.
No, you can't say anything nice about that.
They've done a nice job competing. Now, I don't think they have a roster that is built for a big playoff run. Hope I'm wrong. Man, boy, would it be great if I'm wrong on that, and I hope I am. But this roster, to me, doesn't look like a roster that could do anything more than get to the playoffs. Perhaps. I can't see them knocking off one of the better teams in the American League. Doesn't mean they can't. Baseball's a weird game. You know, you get into the playoffs, you have a short series. So, you know, you have that chance to do that. But when I look at what's going on, I just think, good for you guys, man. And they didn't quit. They didn't give up. They're working at it. And I think that's outstanding. I am a little concerned about the rotation, while at the same time being optimistic. Tanner Bibee goes tonight. Tanner has to be thinking, the heck am I not doing this year? He's not been bad, but he's not been Tanner Bibee good. You know, Tanner looked like he was on his way to really making that step and becoming more of an upper echelon starter in the American League. And I don't think he's done that this year. He's not been bad, but he's been okay. Gavin Williams looks like the man. Terry Pluto wrote a piece about this today, too. Gavin looks like the man. I was so fearful of what would happen after he threw all the pitches, and he was not good yesterday. Let's just hope he's okay next time out and that the 126 pitches don't affect him in the almost no-hitter that he threw. And my fingers are crossed that that'll happen. But the bullpen's been okay. You lose Clase. The rotation has been pretty good.
Yeah,
you lost Ortiz. And yet here they sit, Andy, one game out of a wild card spot.
There are 2 times they could have thrown up the white flag or thrown in the towel, any way you want to look at it. All right?
Raise the towel or thrown in the white flag.
That's right. You could look at it that way. You can look at it that way. Yogi's the greatest. That 10-game losing streak absolutely could have stripped that clubhouse of life.
Could have buried him. Could have buried him.
Then, knowing that you're...
And dropping 15 and a half out, Andy.
Yeah. But there's always the thing about that third wildcard team is there's a glimmer of hope. There's a little bit of hope, which might be a dangerous thing. Wouldn't you say that, Dan? Hope sometimes could be a dangerous thing.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yes?
Maybe.
Oh, maybe. Thank you. I tee you up for your line, and you barely get it past home plate. You dribble
Hope
it out.
It's a good thing. Sometimes it's the best of things, and no good thing ever dies.
There you go. Well done. That was about a single, because if he would have jumped in right away, it would have been a home run. And then to be in a clubhouse with two guys that are, like, accused of committing baseball's ultimate sin.
And worse than betting on the game, you have the ball.
Yes.
And you're accused of doing something to affect a bet. Okay.
So, twice. This is where I give Stephen Vogt credit, because it doesn't matter how a front office can tinker with a lineup. It doesn't matter how ownership spends money. When it comes down to it, to have guys not quit in that situation, especially players that know how to play, like Ramirez and Kwan, it would have been real easy for those guys to say, you know, this season's over, man.
Yeah, they didn't.
I'm going to stay healthy, and let's just come back and make sure see what happens. I know the baseball life isn't very long, but let's just see. So this is where I give Stephen Vogt. I don't know how you don't give the manager or maybe even the other coaches in that room credit for keeping these guys straight. It really would have been easy to just say forget it, and you could be at the bottom of the Central in 2 seconds.
The situation here, when they expand the rosters, you only expand them by two guys. Mm-hmm. The days of bringing up all kinds of guys are over. So you can bring up two guys.
Do you think that's good or bad?
I think it's pretty good, actually. I don't mind it. They can bring up two. Is there help on the way? I would think no. Travis Bazzana has been up in AAA now for two games. He led off in the first game on Tuesday that he was up there, went 0-for-2, couple of strikeouts. He did walk three times and scored a run. And then yesterday, he hit second. He played second. He got a hit, 1-for-5 with an RBI and struck out three times. So far, he's 1-for-7 with 5 strikeouts and 3 walks. I don't need to rush Travis here. Rocchio's doing okay. Schneeman does just fine at second base. You don't need to rush Bazzana here. If he gets hotter than blazes, and you think then he can help you, fine, but I don't need to rush him here. If you're looking for a power bat, Jonathan Rodriguez keeps punishing AAA pitching. He just doesn't do it in the majors. On Tuesday, he was 3-for-5 with a home run, 3 RBIs. Wednesday, he was 2-for-4. He's hitting .318. I mean, he looks like the ultimate 4A player, Andy, or a guy who's going to be playing for the Nippon Ham Fighters sometime soon. But man, he can hit in AAA. And John Kenzie Noel, last two games, John Kenzie didn't build on last year. He's 1-for-9. Did have a home run in the ninth inning on Tuesday, but he struck out 4 times. He's hitting .258. One other guy, and maybe this is something, I don't know. Cooper Engel, the catcher who is in Akron?
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up, especially when your big league catchers
aren't hitting very well. Although I think Bo's swinging the bat better.
Yeah, I think he is too, with a little bit more confidence. Yeah. But I still like when you look and you see that was he hitting like 172. You're like, I don't have a feeling that he is going to get a hit every time he steps up to the plate.
Engel played in his first AAA game yesterday, 2-for-3 with a walk. That's pretty good. And they had a shutout over Toledo, 2-0. So he caught a shutout in his first AAA game and went 2-for-3. So if I'm handicapping guys to help, I might think it's Cooper Engel.
I would too, especially because he's what? You can never really have enough catchers on a major league baseball team. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you're going to expand the roster, he might be the guy you bring up late. I mean, Austin Hedges is a terrific defensive catcher. We know he doesn't hit a whole lot. Bo hasn't hit a whole lot.
What's Engel hitting?
He was 2-for-3 in his first AAA game, and he was hitting, what, upper 200s in
upper 200s?
I think so, okay, in AA, off the top of my head.
The other guy is Velasquez.
Well, and I was just going to mention, he's played two games since getting called up from Lake County to go to AA Akron. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, he was 1-for-4 with a walk, played first, and he hit fourth. Yesterday, 2-for-4 with an RBI, scored a run. He singled in the 10th to give Akron a lead. So,
and they threw him in the four spot right away, huh?
Yeah, he's been the cleanup hitter both nights.
Yeah, that's impressive. Yeah.
That's what I thought. Ralph Velasquez, Ralphie.
Yeah.
Keep him in mind. He's a first baseman. Guardians have a left-handed hitting first baseman sitting there in Kyle Manzardo.
But he catches too.
No, he doesn't. He was drafted as a catcher. They changed him into a first
baseman. I don't know why I thought he was still.
No, he's not doing it anymore. Okay. What would you do here, folks? You're looking down there for help. I don't think there is any. And how good actually is Jose Ramirez? We'll get into it here on Baskin and Phelps.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.